Happy Friday and welcome to another episode of Speedrun, the show where we bring you the video game news of the day in 10 minutes or less. Today is September 10th, 2021. I'm your host, Steven Weber, and in this episode, we're going to be going over all of the biggest announcements from PlayStation's showcase yesterday, and there were a lot of them. This is courtesy of a roundup from Owen Good at Polygon, so let's get right into it. Sony's PlayStation showcase of the newest, biggest games coming to the PS5 was quite the flex. The 40-minute look at the console's first and third-party titles on the way this year and next year and later provided trailers and announcements for 15 different games. Polygon's story stream has all of the coverage of Thursday's PlayStation Showcase 2021, but if you just need the water cooler highlights heading into the weekend, here's a digest of the top nine. And of course, I'll put a link in the podcast description to all of Polygon's coverage of the event, not just the highlights, if you want to check that out as well. Knights of the Old Republic makes PlayStation debut with a remake. Nearly 20 years after BioWare's KOTOR originally launched, Asper is remastering the acclaimed RPG. That means Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic will finally be available on PlayStation. In addition to PlayStation 5, the KOTOR remake is also coming to Windows PC. Insomniac Games brings you Wolverine. This is a wicked curveball. Fresh off the success of Marvel's Spider-Man and Spider-Man Miles Morales, Sony's Insomniac Games studio is working on an adventure dedicated to Wolverine. Everyone's favoriteest, deadliest X-Man got a minute-long tease, showing him nursing some brown liquor inside a bar he no doubt was responsible for trashing. But wait, if his Insomniac is working on a Wolverine game, what about a Spider-Man 2 with special guest star Venom? Folks figured that the old webhead would be coming back for a sequel after 2018's Spider-Man made many Game of the Year lists, including Polygon's. Spider-Man 2 brings Peter Parker and Miles Morales together, and sinister, slobbering symbiote Venom drops in as the big bad. Fans will have to wait a little while on this, however, Insomniac gave it a 2023 launch window. God of War Ragnarok wraps up Kratos' time in the Norselands. Sony followed up its tease last year with a longer look at the sequel to 2018's God of War. The trailer reorients us to the events of that game, where Kratos and Atreus want no more smoke from the Aesir following the confrontation with Baldur. In the role of Thor, we got Ryan Hurst, Opie from Sons of Anarchy, so you know you're in for a Ragnarokin-like-dokin good time when the game launches next year. I have no idea what that reference is there at the last sentence. GTA 5 and GTA Online for new consoles was delayed until March. The expanded and enhanced version of 2013's Grand Theft Auto 5 for PlayStation 5 and Series X is delayed until March 2022. Originally, Rockstar Games had hoped to deliver both by November. The standalone version of Grand Theft Auto Online will be free on PlayStation 5 for the first 3 months after its launch. More Uncharted remasters for PlayStation 5 and PC are coming. The Uncharted Legacy of Thieves collection comprises remastered versions of 2016's Uncharted 4 A Thief's End and its 2017 standalone expansion, Uncharted The Lost Legacy. Sony is eyeing an early 2022 launch window for this package. Gran Turismo 7 is launching in March. PlayStation's car culture flagship launches March 4th, 2022, following development delays caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Fans saw a trailer illustrating the game's features, which include a large world to explore, a wide-ranging fleet of cars to unlock and customize, and a garage to park and show them off. Gran Turismo 7 is also launching on PlayStation 4. Project Eve makes another appearance. We still don't know much about South Korean developer Shift Up's Project Eve, first announced in 2019, but the hack-and-slash adventure got a new and rather, moist-sounding trailer, in which the hero slashes and slices up numerous pulpy, bloody beasties. Still no launch date or window, though. And finally, Chia takes you to Tropical Paradise. Chia from Kowloon Knights-funded studio Awakib, I don't know how to pronounce that, is a charming-looking open-world adventure whose hero, the game's namesake, can warg into various animals and explore her tropical surroundings. Environmental destruction, however, threatens her tropical paradise, so Chia must use her special gifts to stop the danger. Overall, this was a phenomenal conference from Sony, with some of their best in years, I think. There was a little bit of pacing issues, personally, where they led off with KOTOR and Tiny Tina's Wonderlands and then ended with their five biggest announcements or so. But nonetheless, those announcements were fantastic. Talking about Insomniac Games coming out with what a huge surprise with Wolverine. I don't think anybody saw that coming, but they've got the relationship with Marvel. They're putting out great action games. It makes sense, and it's something I'm really excited to see. And then they come out and they followed that up with Spider-Man 2, a game everybody knows is coming from the exact same studio, but they just decided to confirm it, give us what everyone wanted, the two Spider-Man together as well as Venom. I'm super excited for that game as well. Insomniac is quickly becoming the flagship studio over at PlayStation. I think they are putting out hit after hit almost annually at this point, and they're putting out games that are 8, 9s, and 10s very consistently. So I think that's fantastic. God of War Ragnarok, we got the extended look at that, which really reinvigorated my excitement for that game. I cannot wait to play it. But the fact that there was no release window is a little bit of a bummer. I'm guessing they probably pushed that later into 2022, maybe the fall or something like that. Otherwise, I feel like they would have said spring at this point, because it was supposed to come out this fall, actually. Just so many great announcements in the conference. A lot of fun to watch Sony come out swinging like they have been, kind of once a year, even after quitting E3. We got the PS5 showcase last year. So really exciting to just think about all the games that PlayStation's got coming our way in the next few years, and a few third-party titles as well in this conference you'll be able to play on PC or Xbox. So those are all the major news stories around video games for the morning of September 10th, 2021. If you like the show, please show us a review on your preferred podcasting platform and follow us on Twitter at GlitchPoint or me personally at NerdGuySteve. This has been Speedrun, a GlitchPoint podcast. I'm Steven Weber. Stay safe, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend.